bread made with yeast, it rises more than the other.
Is that homemade, or is that the kind you
buy? You can have it homemade. Homemade is not as porous or as light as that which you buy. Now, some of the women can just about make it that way. I was in Talladega. Oh, I believe it's 23rd or something like that, October. Eat over to that new facilities for the deaf and dumb, blind. And I believe there's four Negro women that run the kitchen. And they had some of the best, I guess it was light bread stuff made like bombs. They was, I guess 2.5 inches across, round, like it had been made by hand. It wasn't perfect, it hadn't been cut out. And those things rose up at least 1.5 to 2 inches high. And you could burst one of those open, it just as poor, now you looked like it shot it full of straw holes. And that was good. I believe that's about as good a dinner as I ever eat.
What do you call bread when you just buy it at the store?
Loaf.
Okay. All right, we're still talking about bread. What are some other things that you might make out of cornmeal other than just cornbread?
Well, I tell you what they had the other day. What Darcy's having tomorrow for her Sunday school class, she's making chicken dressing. She makes that mostly out of cornbread. She bakes it and puts it in the deep freeze and keeps it till she wants it. If she's going to make it today and hadn't got a cornbread, she'll bake her some cornbread. And if she's got some stale loaf bread, you know, that's kind of hardened, that's still good. And tell you something else, we hadn't practiced it, but I've seen it done. You take the dried loaf bread and the cold cornbread that you don't eat, put it in your freezer until you accumulate enough to, you know, to pay you to grind it. Take that and just nearly parch it, don't burn it. And then grind it, then you grind it. You got flour made out of it. Then when you want something, you know, that kind of stuff in it or on it, all you've got to do is you just use it like flour and put it on.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a saving poor folks had to do.
Do you call anything a corn dodger?
Usually that's kind of like a muffin. You know, what is that? I can't think of it right now. You go to a cafe Tuesday, now they ask me where I want corn sticks. Where I want corn sticks or a bun. So I take the buns. I was raised on the other. And I hadn't got away from my raising, but I don't like it all the time.
Did you ever hear of cooking cornbread in the ashes?
Yeah, now that's something else I hadn't thought I could tell you. You take the, make up the dough, and they'd rake out some hot embers and ashes.
What was that sound?
Somebody got through drinking, right?
Yeah.
And they'd rake out these hot ashes and embers, and they wait till it kind of got dark, you know, from being red. They'd have this bread made up, and they'd put it in there, flatten it out, and cover it with that, and let it stay in there until it baked. A lot of times you'd have to cut the outside or scrape it off to where it needs. You can make biscuit bread that way, or cornbread.